Yes, my love.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, love.
How are you?
I love you.
How is your brother?
My brother?
Huh?
Who now?
How
what?
Is your
what?
Brother Harrison?
Oh, that good for nothing sack of ish del dev liar there. You know me?
What's the matter?
He lied to us.
How did you find out the truth?
Facebook.
What?
Space. Nook.
Who told you?
Josie.
Oh, Jody?
Yeah, Josie by the palace.
Oh, that cousin or something?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Toby, yeah.
Oh my God. Do you know where to reach him?
No. You?
You should have his record where to reach him.
Yeah, well, what do you got?
To want to call him,
tell me about what
call
you got
him
these
at
days.
His telephone.
Yeah, I'd like to see you try.
With him.
All right, then.
He's still in England.
Oh, God.
But he has.
What?
He's in a hotel.
Oh. Why? He should be in the hospital getting his vitamin B, C, D, and E up his booster dart arse. Yo.
What, dear?
He needs a lot, I said. He's a thought.
Oh, you want to keep your distance. He's going to be there for a week or so.
I'm not ever going to see him again.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about the ball game, right?
What, dear?
I thought you were telling me about the New York Snylands.
No, you could talk to him if you want.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
It's your brother. Why don't
my
you
brother?
Call? You'll pay the money, whatever it is.
No, I can't afford it. My brother?
You just call him.
My brother? No. Oh, no. He don't expect nothing. My dear? What about
are
you?
Are you sleeping at this time?
Yeah, I just went to bed.
Oh.
What?
I'm home.
Good.
Okay.
Esther?
Alex.
Esther.
Stay away from anybody who you think is sick.
No. Make me.
Well, be well, honey.
My dear?
Can you hear?
Yeah. Hi.
Be well.
What?
And stay away from people who are sick.
Who? Who's ick? Me?
Alright.
I am not a spick. No. I like tortillas and all. I will not be your tequila, but. Pa?
I okay, bye, honey.
Wait. I have a question.
Is this the
Jackie? That might be somebody trying to get me.
The Jackie, he took off our voice of mail.
That's it.
Is this the one? Alright, yeah, we did it.
I don't even remember that line. Even though I listened to their stupid podcast. Where they interview people and don't talk about the episode. My love? My love.
I love you.
Oh. Yeah. I do shrooms.
Take care, Alex.
Why?
I'll talk to you tonight.
Have you seen that new Michael Myers movie?
What?
Michael Myers is coming for
who
your groovy hoe. He's just some Joe. He's a joke. you know, like Logan, Joe Hogan. It's a big, bulky, green guy. No. Sexual harasser. Harvey, my uncle. Old Jew.
Alex, I'm gonna go, honey.
My dear? Where are you going?
Take care, sweetheart.
Oh,
be
I
well.
Love you.
Okay.
Stay on the phone a minute, though.
I don't want to stay on the phone. I have to get doctor's calls.
Which kinds?
Oh, for appointments for my teeth.
May I help you with your dental dam?
My hearing aid.
Damn it. Nigga, damn it, damn it. I hope you want to cram it.
No, no. Don't talk funny. I don't like talking funny.
What do you mean by that, my dog?
Talk funny, I don't like it.
Am I not funny?
You talk better when you talk natural.
May I be your Joe?
It's nice the way you talk. Better.
Good. Better. Ella. Weather. Yay. Cray. You are my own little yella. Ella. Ella. Yay. A. O. Hot.
Be you. Well, Alex. I'll speak to you again.
When?
Okay, honey.
My dear, hold on the phone a minute. I want to show you something. My dear.
Bye.
Wait. What did you just say?
I'll talk to you later.
Why?
Because I have to go out and get some lunch.
Oh, what are you eating?
Sandwich.
Italian salami?
Yeah.
Oh, I love you.
It's not the best thing to eat.
No, it's really not, though. Super gonna kill you, bro. All black and cancerous there.
Okay, my dear. I love
my
you.
My dear? My darling. What has thou come about and what? And doctor?
Be well, Alex.
My dear?
Okay.
What did you get the little one for his birthday?
What?
My dear?
What about the stress test?
I wanted to know if you were going to make it till next Thursday. I wanted you to get me a present and call it my low way happy yay. Micro moment.
Don't worry.
Oh. All right.
Bye-bye, Alex.
I love you.
I love you.
Oh.
Bye.
Music to my ears. Can I sing for you, darling?
All right. Bye-bye, dear.
My dear, may I, give me a tune.
Bye-bye. Love you.
Love you.
Okay. Bye.
What are you up to?
Hello?
My dear, Mummy texted me.
Pardon me?
I'm in a meeting until 2. You just missed... Wait. I have nothing.
What do you want, Jim?
I don't know. Oh. Pooh. I'm scared.
What are you scared?
That might be a homophobe. Homo bro.
Who are you talking? Where is he?
Let me put him on. I am so sorry. He's stuck in his slum right now, like a pathetic... I'm not going to bed with him. We've already wed 3 times today with my space. On this face. Vice. Real Adam McKay-ish.
What's complicated? Don't bother
his parents know. His parents aren't letting him go.
What?
And I wanted to bring him. And then... They're holding on. They will not let go of him. His parents want to keep him there. Keep him down. That's what and I keep bringing him up. Oh, so Sky. But I love you. I want it to be friends. And whenever you call me, I'll be there. You know it. And
Alex, I have to go, honey.
I have to see a doctor.
I have to, sweetheart. I have to get a phone number for a doctor for my hearing aid.
And give them to me, why don't you, when you're finished, though.
Okay.
I'd like to see your doctor at the same
time. Yeah, you could have been anybody you want. You're so smart.
Yes, I really should schedule an appointment.
You're very, very smart.
I practically will kill them all if I don't.
All right, dear. I'll talk to you later.
My dear.
Love you.
The world is a fucked up place for willful neglect.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Bye. Oh, David. Oh, how apropos. He fucked me hard. Yeah. Yeah. Shit, nigga. Oh, you're going in. Nigga. Nigga. Oh, yeah. We even got me good and gone. Oh! Chugga wow! Thank you, Brody, bro. Shit, motherfucker, I really needed that one. The Dylan the Donut. Damn, you hit them like these downcharged Jew girls, Dan. Thank the Donut. I love you, brother, bro. I'd leave my grandma for you any day, right there, bro. I'll see tight. I love you, bro. I love you too, man. My dear, you're still on the phone. My dear?
Hello?
You're still on the phone.
Who?
Hold on. My dear, David fell back asleep. My dear? I think you're accidentally trying to disconnect the phone when the stay on button is inside your head.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How about you?
Okay, anything new?
No.
Okay, so I want to ask you a question. We do an Excel spreadsheet now because Daddy's system stopped working.
Okay.
And we keep all the visits there. It's like an accounting of the visits.
That makes sense.
When we get payments, like, we could have 20 kids in the Herrick schools that we
sure.
have 30 kids in Manhasset. So Daddy's system used to be able to allow us to credit each and every of those 20 kids. So Mary Jones, John Smith, you know, Gary Black, you know, each name could be credited, and then we would get like a bulk check, but we would credit each account. Now the new Excel system, and then we would do the same thing. Like,
well, that was your enterprise resource. That was your whole system. It
did more than that.
So it wasn't running with Excel.
No.
So did they have to open up a terminal? Like, did they have to type code? His C program?
It was a very easy system to use.
Was it like a Word document?
No, it was in C. It was like in a database. It had a database.
Was it Microsoft Access?
No, it was really done a long time ago. I think it was done in C. Or Clipper or something. So, anyway.
Oh, so it looked like a grid?
Not really. It did generate a bill, and it generated a statement of the account where it showed visits and payments for that particular child.
Was it just a window that you typed things into and then
it
collected
it? No, it wasn't done in Word at Windows, no. So, let me just tell you, bring you up to speed. So now we have a new one as of January, and we're starting to do January, February, March billing. We're very behind. So we're doing the billing, and we got paid on some January, so this is the first entering we're doing. So Daddy also made up this thing called, like, billing controls, and it has all the districts listed that's outstanding and what's paid. But it doesn't have it by the client name or the student name. It's just a general. So if I filled out $10,000 for Herrick Schools for January, and that consisted of 20 kids, this billing controls only shows Herrick's got $20,000. And if we get back $19,500, we have to see which voucher was missing. You know, and for which student, and that one will remain outstanding until we find out what the problem is, and then we have to resubmit it. So what I'm finding, though, is that to enter the payments now, it's not client-specific or student-specific. It's not allowing a student. So Callie, do you remember Callie who saw you for speech therapy when she was...
Yeah, she still works for you?
She's actually working for me now again. She's helping me in the office.
Wow.
Yeah, she came back.
That's a blast from the past.
But we evaluated her daughter.
Oh.
She's an anti-vaxxer. And
who, the daughter or her?
Her. She's in the office with masks.
You're saying that with her and... Are you in the office?
No, she's not here now.
Oh, okay.
So she said, enter a bulk amount, you should do it by student. So we're trying to figure out how do we add that to the Excel program that Denise made up. Denise has a list of all the clients and the visits, but when we get paid...
What do you have to add what to?
How do we, to the existing, we made up a new...
You have to add values to names that...
We have to add the payments. In other words, we get a...
Why was the system quicker? The system was just updating it when you type it next to...
No, Daddy's system doesn't work anymore. After the 31st of December, I told you that. So So as of January, we had to make up a new system. So we made up, we use Excel to now do the billing. But when we get the payments, how do we make the payments align with the particular student? Do you know anything about Excel?
Well, I have no idea, so what you're telling me is you have uniform characters which represent names in every cell for a column which would represent your list containing said name. You have values or zero sum or whatever null point or current statement you'll be leaving off on from previous payment dues or and arrears. You have to add a new nominal value on a potentially perpetual and recurring basis of different varying numerical sequence that will have to automatically adjust. Well, did it like come in a way that it was just so automatic in the last time and you're trying to get it so automatic?
If you could come in and just see the program one day. If you could
actually just send me screenshots. Like, take pictures with your phone.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's something for you to work on. But, yeah. So that,
Pam and Kathy and
your friend Pam?
Yeah. And you know what Pam told me?
Wait, your friend Pam works for you too?
No, I did a week.
Oh.
Just the three of, you know, the girls, we went out.
I didn't know you were still friends with those people.
And so she told me that her daughter, one daughter is learning disabled and ADHD, and
nice.
She's 31, and she just now got a job after all these years, and she finally found a boyfriend, and he's, like, in love with her, and she's, like, 300 pounds, and she lost 50 pounds. The boyfriend's just a little chubby, but he loves her.
Was that the girl that was on TV? No, that's Tammy's. It's Tammy.
Yeah. So, she told me a really sad story about her meeting a woman who is a speech pathologist and lives in Atlanta. She met somebody down there, and she's been out there for 3 years. He's from the state. And he also has ADHD. And they were really like, but this girl doesn't have ADHD, only her sister does, but she kind of, like, picked a boyfriend with ADHD, and they were, I don't know, he didn't have a great job, he was a little depressed and all that, and they just bought a beautiful dog, and all of a sudden, she found him dead in the, they just moved in.
He overdosed?
Dead on the floor. They didn't know what he died of. They got an autopsy. It was heroin and fentanyl.
That makes sense. The biggest overdose was just released. That 2020 was the biggest year of overdosing.
Yeah, so but she didn't even know he was using drugs.
That makes sense, yeah.
Isn't that terrible? And she's all depressed about it.
That sucks, her boyfriend. Yeah.
And then I have to tell you something else. Debbie told me that her son, Justin, who lives in your building, got married to Lori. He works for Brooklinen. It's like a few blocks from your house.
Wait. The kid my age got married?
Yeah.
Wow. And he... Yeah. Wait, so not the not elder brother. The one my age lives in my building.
Yeah, the elder brother lives in Brooklyn too, but not in the building. And he's a struggling film person. He's going to get engaged to a Pilates instructor and an actress.
That's smart.
An actress. But let me just tell you, so Justin and Laura are living in your building. They're married. She's a nutritionist.
Is she black?
She has red hair.
Oh, okay.
And he works for Brooklinen.
Okay.
And they just got a beautiful dog.
Oh.
But unfortunately, the dog barks all day long when they're at work. And you know why? Or even when they're home, I think.
Oh, so they leave the house because it needs to be... Have water refilled?
It needs to be walked.
Oh, so they probably need a dog walker in the building. Yeah, there's so many around here.
So if you would like to do
thank you for the offer. That's nice of you to offer.
And I'm going to ask Harrison too if he wouldn't mind doing it. And
Oh, so Harrison's going to do it.
I didn't ask him yet, but I'm asking you first because, you know, you have more free time.
Yeah, but you're saying Harrison has to do it for free, but I could ask to help.
No, Harrison, I wouldn't charge them a lot.
Yeah.
I would charge them very little.
Because it's so easy for you to do, yeah.
Well, ask them, you need to do this machine.
No. I don't have a dog because I wouldn't want to maintain a dog, unfortunately, so I would be getting literally the only reason why I wouldn't do it.
That would... Alright, I had enough. That's dumb. Alright, I'll ask Harrison then.
Good.
Alright. Anything else? Are you coming to the Hamptons?
Nani didn't sound like she was.
Alright. Alright, anything else?
Harrison has to get a booster. The Delta thing is so bad that Pfizer made a booster for people who have been inflicted with a special...
Did they tell you this?
No, I know from the thing that he's bringing Delta to the U.S. over waters, which is a pretty big deal. Like, it's not so casual to just go to another country, get a foreign, like, outstrained pathogen receptant.
That's, how do you know it is Delta, though? We don't know.
Of course, that's what has evaporated the UK. It's
right,
put them at
right.
That lockjaw grip of life.
But he has to get tested to find out if it's Delta.
He has to get a booster.
Mm-hmm.
It's like he's playing games. But,
yeah. Well, anyway, so I just wanted to... I'm going to call him now, too. But anything else, because I'm not working.
Ronan Farrow has a new show on HBO.
Oh, wow.
It's really good.
Oh, good. Did you watch The Act?
No.
Oh, you have to.
You don't want to know what the Ronan Farrow thing's about?
No.
Why?
Because you don't take any of my suggestions.
You haven't seen the movie I've suggested in years.
Wolfpack. I'm going to see it.
Yeah, that's like, at this point, like, the fifth, like, best one that I've seen.
Well, write them down for me.
Oh, did you not like the Ronan Farrow thing before?
I loved it. Oh. But you have to write them down for me. I wrote down Wolfpack. That's why I have to write it down. Send me an email with the movie names. I need the exact names.
I need options. thought I had other things to say.
All right,
clearly so not. Now I'm trying to collect my thoughts. I got nothing. Well, I just missed going to Round Swamp Fall. Maybe we'll go back this summer or something.
The muffins and expensive,
they no, I know, but like I hardly go to the Hamptons, you know. So we'll take Harrison, when we eventually go, Harrison to, I don't want to make it the bash Harrison hour. Nani was really upset with him. We'll have to take him to lunch. I remember he wanted to go that time. He would have probably gone with his friends this past weekend. Or
well,
whatever.
You can come without him if you want.
Yeah, but Nani's not even coming this weekend.
I know. She may.
Will she?
He may.
Well, let me know.
If she does, how would you get out?
What? I would Uber to Nani's.
Oh, okay, so the four of us in the car.
Is she coming?
I don't know.
Okay, because I've been making all my prep to, like, not come. As far as, like,
well,
food and laundry and things.
Yes, or she isn't.
What?
Why don't you find out?
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, no, I missed that farm. You saw the video of that asshole at the Montauk?
You two could have done a better one, but I didn't know they had one in Montauk in Bridgehampton. I didn't know
that. No, I had no idea either, but I thought...
Yeah.
Like, no, I saw it, and I had to Google... To see if it was, you know, either, like, the same place, the right place.
Right.
What?
Right, I know.
No, but then I saw, I said, oh, that's it. Like, yeah, that's it. Miss Sister.
Oh, then go babysit another dog if you love dogs.
Nah.
You're lazy.
Yeah. How was James's birthday?
I don't know. I'm going to send him a gift.
Yeah.
Fishing.
Aw, that picture was cute.
I hope you sent him.
Yeah, I texted him.
I
texted him, of course.
I connected with Haley, which was nice. I connected with Haley, which was nice.
I was going to say that, like, she wasn't that bad, aside from how awful she was, but, like, I did find out in the therapy that, like, she did treat us better, that, like, when you grow up, and not as many people were as open to me in a fraction or a figment the way that she gave me things, even if it was for totally disingenuous things. Like, I did spend a decently sized portion of, like, recreational childhood in her vicinity and perimeter. And it did impact me. I never had anything like negative to say in the therapy, but like just funny stories and ironic things. And I did screw Perry over on that bus and some other. And like I did think he saw it as a whole betrayal, and or whatever he saw it as, like just the carpet swept under him that people, me, Charlie, and Corona, like that cast of characters. And I don't even talk to those two anymore. Charlie hates my guts, but like. Haley, it was never the same, obviously, after that, but she almost was too quick to jump at that opportunity to kind of dub me for good, citing that as the reason. But you can't, like, not blame her
for the way
things were. It's all just weird. But, you think you'll be invited? I mean, I'm sure you'll be invited to the wedding. So.
I don't know.
I wouldn't be surprised if they said we're doing it in, like, Hawaii or the Philippines or something. They probably won't, but, like, their relationship almost seems like the type. Like, so low-key, it's not even going to be on peak.
I don't know. Some girls go really crazy.
She doesn't seem like the type.
Just a lot of money.
She doesn't seem like a bridezilla to me. You never know.
You never know.
She doesn't seem very Jewish. Honestly.
No. She likes nice things.
Does she? Like Haley. You're just basing it off of like three dresses?
Like, she looks like she's always put together.
Makeup?
Yeah.
Hair?
So she cares, you know.
I guess she's more like Haley than you think.
Maybe.
But that Haley never was such a beauty queen, but it was just always black and sunglasses, like a don. It's scary.
Just like the non-Jewish version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea.
All right, anyway,
I miss seeing the Alec Baldwin political debate of Supreme Court and things. And,
Alec Baldwin?
Guildhall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do stuff like that.
Well, post-COVID, of course, but they, yeah. I mean, he has a family and stuff now, yeah. Like.
Everything is so, like, not politically correct anymore. You can't say anything about anything. It's crazy.
You're saying that's why he isn't doing it?
I'm gonna finish up.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think when you do get together with me and with Joe,
I have to apologize.
But separately, it's more than that. I think you should bring up this incident about what happened.
Ryan?
Just the horrible things you said about, you know, talking to Joe about to rhyme Joe.
Shit.
Personal things and me. And it's just despicable that you would do that. It's just despicable, really.
Well, I didn't know. Well,
I'm just, you know, and I mean, I'll tell you something. I really feel badly for you in the sense that, like, you're looking, like, to me and for somehow getting, like, some kind of money or inheritance.
What?
And, well, that's no, what you said.
That's Ryan. That was Ryan,
and
bro.
I think that's pretty sad that, like, you know. Like, I had parents that really didn't have a lot of money, and, like, I never once like Manny and Poppy. And I'm like, whatever they gave
you're
me.
You're kind of applying Ryan's personality onto things that I don't do.
Well, it sounded like it was all about it.
No, that was for a podcast. That's for a podcast.
I don't think so.
No, he was being legit. I was joking.
I don't think so, Alex. It sounded really awful.
No.
And I think that if you really do feel that way, then you expect that.
Why? No.
Like,
no.
You know, like, that's how
I expect nothing.
You're really in for trouble.
Yeah, I expect less than nothing.
It's, you're in control.
Huh?
That's what you expect in life.
Yeah, I want less than nothing.
Go through life then.
What?
You have to be the best person you could be and
right.
not expect that anything
what?
Is going to ever happen.
No, I doubt anything like that would happen. I'll be dead before then.
Because, I mean, the reality is we never had any financial issues.
No, I think I found out what it was, actually. So, quote-unquote, alcoholics, drug addicts, and abusers, they will get what they want and what they need, and they will hurt people before they will harm themselves to get what they want, while normal people would put them own selves at risk and harm themselves before they would ever harm anyone else. That is the difference.
I'm not talking about what you did and what you said.
I didn't do anything.
I'm just saying that.
I didn't do anything.
If this is the way you think, it's a really bizarre way of thinking.
Right, it would be.
A very bizarre way of thinking if this is the way
you think. Traumatic, quite actually.
And you know what?
Why?
It's fine. You shouldn't go to, like,
what?
You know that I would be here for you and your brother would be here for you if you ever needed any kind of help or finance.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
sure.
And for you to like say something
what?
Like, yeah, to get the house, where I can stay in your house. That
I didn't say that. You are putting Ryan's words into my quite literal mouth.
You were like, listening to it.
What?
You didn't say anything else.
What?
You didn't say, you didn't hang
because
up.
I showed you the one important clip to know that there was a psychopath out in the streets to call the police. And you didn't want, you just wanted to call the cops on me. Because you
no,
just
I
always blame me above all else because you get some sick, twisted vindication from, like, putting me in a position of trauma and
I'm
twist.
Really, and, you know, I'm not talking to you on the phone because you're probably recording to me, but I am going to the police. Thank you very much.
What? What a weird person. Oh my God.
Hello?
No, oh my dear.
Alex?
What?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi, love.
Did you mean to call me?
No.
Why?
Because you're beautiful. You're too pretty for me. By a diamond.
What are you getting?
A dash in it. Mummy accused me of killing herself today. Mummy thought about killing you. I said, no, Kanye. Don't bark the wag, the dale, the shark and jaws and locks, life, life, day. I say, please save the way, your life and nay, wayside, hoary, wayfair.
Who are you getting the basket for?
For Joe's brunch, or Joe's brassiere, his bravura, Josephine del Torre's la la dotty day bravura.
JC?
Uh-huh, Jesus
Who's
Christ.
He?
Jesus Christ, man. Jesus Christ.
So you got him a basket?
Yeah, bro. Barley, barley.
What is his party or something?
Barley, 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 and brawling.
What is the basket
it's
for?
Provoking an illness. My dear.
Hello?
David, my love. David.
Who?
Wavid. Wavid him. You know?
Wolf. Why don't you call me?
I don't know. Bored.
You want me to hang up?
Yeah.
Alice?
What?
You want me to hang up, honey?
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I was sleeping.
I woke up poor baby. Cute.
Yeah, I fell asleep.
You go to bed this time too?
No.
I love you, dearest.
I love you too.
Oh.
Can I hang up?
Sure.
Okay, dear. Take care. Love you.
I love you so fucking much. That's how much I can't think. Cock, do, bra, thing.
Ooh, yeah.
As I got me to a ninja. Lord, it's over. We have nothing to revive. Your own mother wants to send you to the obvious kind of why do we need the classic sense of connection and innovator of the storytelling as well as the inverse of all guys are done. Guys who keep knowing I'm done the plays and getting older in place. You know people's taking too longer, bigger and laughing and a little bit smarter. You know you're throwing the breath of your mouth now. I've got to do this, turning me off, kill. Forgetting in my classes, just was an inbound tie. You're not using Charles machines. You're a parent, but you can all. Got it too if you want it like Jobs. Try just running it more all this. Got the innovator story. Just on innocent gamers. Whole life in the network and thoughts and dread one thing they lie. Like a plumber who lives cohesively. And like work on his time has no relation, it shows three wives just plumbing. In a Jewish, sausage, long dean, dilemma of its meaning. Why the death of AS be positively? So I'm not just an insensitive. Is it just a matter of
yeah. A lot of these rappers kind of, you know, they kind of glorify this, you know. Be honest, what we just signed for. You know? Pelly, calligraphist, mob hit. Yeah, you my next target.
Western is drug dealing, killing, abduction, and human trafficking, pimping, tax evasion, loan sharking, and racketeering. You got a couple tops of criminal forms, crime families, cults, terrorists, street gangs, and syndicates, kicking up percentages up to the parliament, often funded by different governments. Very likely yours is one of them. Cement your feet like a statue, feed the fish fast food. We the average baboons and gorillas in tracksuits, food in the table, widows, the feds, all of my payroll. Got wife, kids, and a guar in the side. Put money in the street like you drop your Samson out. I'll be there, leave you paralyzed. Put stand up guys in wheelchairs, taking care of physically. The police just watches how my brigade cracks his skull for credibility. You kidding me? You dead in the middle. We literally, the reason you buy Soprano DVDs.
It's a mob hit. You get whacked like this, a mob flick. I could reach whatever target. Take money by force, huh? Get a hand over fist. Murder a snitch. This a mob hit. You get whacked like this, a mob flick. My next target. Take money by force, huh? Get a hand over fist. Murder a snitch.
Put your hands in the sky like I got the 4-5 pointed at this your nail, waving rags side to side. One know who am I, G3, rock and buy. I was born in the style, grew up with mob ties. Moved to kill BNV, it's all I survived. Throughout hard times, if I miss white lines. When it's time, syndicate through the vine. Handle business at the drop of a dime, I guess mine. Best way I know how, if I miss cash cow. With a hustler's ambition like Flint, I stand out. Like a sword thumb, vex big military war guns. Standing out front with a shotty right pump
jump. It's a mob hit, you get whacked like this, a mob flick. Whatever target, take money by force, huh? Get a hand over fist, murder a snitch. This a mob hit, you get whacked like this, a mob flick. My next target, take money by force, huh? Get a hand over fist, murder a snitch.
I want him dead.
Forget him, he's a main guy.
Funny how am I funny?
I'm gonna make him an offer again.
Oh.
Makes you think. Makes you think about the people in your life. What's life about? How long have we been around this thing of ours? This goes on us for 120 years. You know what's it about? It's about the rules, parameters. When you take the beating for the friend, you don't run, you don't lay down, you don't betray who you are, what you are. You don't rap right, that's the rule. You don't break, you don't rap. Basic rules. Gives you a little power, eh? What you got now? You got a war. You got a global war. You got the Chinks, you got the Dominicans, the Asians, the Russians, the Colombians, the Jamaicans. What they doing? They desecrate the nation. You got a worldwide crime syndicate now. There's no rules. There's no parameters. There's no feelings.
Anarchy, anarchy, anarchy.